NASDAQ is proposing a new demand for companies listed on the exchange. Make your company's board of directors more diverse and make that information public. Corporate boards are traditionally dominated by white men, and this is a proposal to shake that up. Mike Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
And tell us more about what NASDAQ is trying to do here.
Well, Peter, the stated goal of the proposal is to provide investors and others with basically a better understanding of who exactly is on these companies' boards and whether or not listed companies are basically taking the idea of diversity seriously. They also sort of framed it in a manner that I think the investor class will be most interested in, citing research that found diverse boards are actually associated with better financial performance and corporate governance. So presenting it as sort of, Peter, a way for investors to understand why they need to know this information.
There's a stat worth noting here that more than 75% of the 3,000 companies listed on the NASDAQ do not meet the new requirements, which I believe is having at least two people from underrepresented groups on the board. It doesn't seem like that's asking much when often a dozen or more people are on corporate boards. What do you think? Will this be tough to comply with?
So I think actually shaking up the board of directors would be challenging for many companies, but there's a sort of escape hatch built into this proposal, and that is that companies would not be subject to having their stock delisted from the exchange if they would provide a public explanation for the reasons for not meeting the objectives on the board. So it's kind of forcing them to come out and tell investors in the public why they can't meet these requirements and kind of get it out in the open about why they're unable to.
Well, and we do have some insight there from NASDAQ CEO Adena Friedman, who talked about that requirement that companies be transparent about their diversity. Here she is on CNBC this week. Let's listen.
Disclosure is really the foundation of our markets and our economy. So we rely on companies to make full and accurate disclosures to inform investors so that investors can make their own decisions as to which companies they want to invest in and they expect of the companies.
Mike, why do you think NASDAQ is threatening to delist a company if they're not transparent about this rather than not meeting the standard in by itself?
So my guess is there's likely a big question about overreach on NASDAQ's part. Remember, stock exchanges are very highly regulated, and the Securities and Exchange Commission will have to approve this measure from NASDAQ. But increasing that transparency is certainly something a stock exchange can demand, basically requiring the companies to provide this information so that investors can make informed decisions. I think one thing about that number, that 75% of companies are not in compliance, I think part of the reason for that is NASDAQ doesn't have all the information. So that number might go down if they learn more about who's on all these boards.
All right. Well, let's keep an eye on this one. Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Thank you very much, as always.
Thank you, Peter.